The mean, the space, the two lines with the ear in between. I do mehain v'lay aviron. It means just the two lines without the space. Hain v'avir meshpam says, shir ksivas hashitun v'yav v'cholak b'entayim nifsol, avapochus mikanen nifsol. That you have to have hain v'aviron means the two lines of the writing and the space in between of the writing. They can't like write one on top of another. You have to have a little bit of space in between. Or Dilma may be hain v'lay aviron. It's enough to possibly have the space of two writing lines even without the space in between. Some Rav Nachman by Yitzchok Mestavra Svaris to hain v'aviron. It's only possible if you have left over enough space there for two writing lines and the space in between. If you're going to think hain v'lay aviron, that the locha is them without the space in between them, hein v'lo yavirin, so shito achas v'lo yaviro l'may chazo. Listen, one row without any space in between, what can you do there? You can't do anything with it. If you're going to write there, it's going to bump into the top line. Ela shema mina hein v'yavirin shema mina. Elma for sure means we're talking about now when you're leaving over a line, space that you could write on, and also the avir, the ear, in between. Shamina hein v'yavirin shmamina. Telling more says, Rav Shabsai Omar, Mishmei d'chizkiyo, Shnei shitin shomru, that we say, leave over two lines. Ishtar was posel between Ishtar and the Edim, b'ksavi yedei Edim. We're talking about two lines of the way the Edim signed. V'loi ksavi yedei sefer. And not the way the Sefer writes. When Stama Sefer writes bigger, so they don't need the spaces of the Sefer's writing, but rather the size of the Edom. My time, what's the reason? To Chol HaMazayif, whoever goes to Eron and writes some forgery in the Shtar, Lav Lagavi Safer Ozel, if he doesn't go to a Sefer, he doesn't have a special writing of a Sefer. It's a normal person's writing. So just like the Edom, that's a normal signature, that's the type of two lines you need to be left over that should become possible. For kama, how much is this? For kama, like how long are these two lines? For kama, om Rav Yitzchok bar Elozek going leich lecho ze agav ze. You write it one on top of another. The words leich lecho, even though it's a long, it's a lamed and a long chaf, that's how much you have to have in between one and the other. So Rashbam explains that he's not coming to argue on Chizkiya. Elavadai b'ksav yedei yedim mishayrin k'siva shnei ashitin. Robos b'ksav of the yedim. Yeah. Cholak v'dayin tzorech avir bein shit l'shit muvad uvei ha'ksiva k'dei shelo yei shneinu l'cho b'shnei ashitin. V'shto yigiyah meshach greva halamid shelocho atachton lagiyah b'chof Shelucho Elyon, to Zimnun de Menadu and Babahad Yadodi. So I guess that's how spoy they have to be in between one another. Even though they have Lech Lecho, that the top Lamed should not hit the bottom Chof. So Gemara says, Almo Kesava, Shnei Shitini, two lines, V'yabu Aviren. But Zamesh is like four spaces in between, because the Lamed goes up one, and the Chof goes down one. So it's like four spaces in between. Ravacha Barami Mishmed Ulu Amar could go in Lamed Milamalo Vichof Milamato. You have a Lamed on top and a Chof on the Mato. So kids, then it's enough three spaces. Al Muksova Shnei Shitin Ushloi Shavirin. In other words, it's just two extra avirs, like one upwards for the Lamed and one downwards for the Chof. That's enough the space. Then the two writings. Yes, that's called Kesava Shnei Shitin Ushloi Shavirin. Rabbi Avu Amak Goin Boruch Ben Levi Bishitu Achas. That's enough. Kesava Shitu Achas Ushnei Avirin. One line and the two spaces in between.
The Navi Mor says, Omar Rav Loshonu Ela Ben Edim Liksav. When do we say if there are two extra lines? That it's possible, it's only between the Ksav of the Shtar and the Edim. Avu bein edim liyashroso. Let's say on the bottom when they sign a hint pick that the Bezdin signed that the star is good, even though there are more than two spaces between the Edim and the Ashrosa. Afilu tuva nami kosha, even though there are a lot of lines left over, still the mice of the shtar is kosha. Samara says, why? Mai shino ben Edim liksav. Why do we say between the shtar and the Edim that it's possible? Dil mizayif v'kosif madaboyi v'chasi misadi, and the Edim signed in. I'm afraid maybe the person will add in those two lines what he wants added in conditions that weren't there before the Edim signed. If so, ben Edim liashrosanami, after the Edim signed, and then there are a few line space between where the henpik, where the Bezdin signs on it later, saying we know the shtar is good, nami mizayif akosif. Why are you afraid also maybe they'll add on things over there? And it looks as if the Bezdin is signing that whatever was written there is good. Madaboy v'chasim misadi. The Mitzvah says, the Matayilei. We're talking about that space is like dirty. There are spots there. Since there are spots there, therefore we're not afraid, he'll come to eat on. So Shbam says, Kolemar, meluch luch b'dyer, we're talking about that space anyway, is blotted out with ink. V'en yoch lichtav boi shum ziyif. Avalim bo henpik lefenenu. V'yesh boi shnei shit in cholok bloi titu apostle enechnami. Shloi nasik tika chachomim enechnami. There would have been two spaces, two lines empty of clear paper, then it would be possible. Here we're talking about that it's blotted out, that it's not clean, it's dirty, it's matushtisht. Yes, where it says, Yehochi, if so, b'neidim l'shtar nani, mitayit lei. If so, the same thing then. So what's the difference between the shtar and the edim and the edim and the ashrosa? If he's saying it's dirty there, so even between the shtar and the edim, also he can't write in over there. So as the Amr say like this, Sadi atyusuhu techasimi, that maybe over there we're afraid the edim was the ones that made it dirty. So if we're afraid to say, so Rashi like the Shbam says, atyusuhu techasimi, v'layika ben ashtak, namin begit in chashin neshema, Ashila Sholem Shakosa Vishta Khosma Vuloy Ikrashoshtar. Khnami came eat them of Nainu at Taish Bidyoivaninchuk. They shall choshtos to Babal Hashtar. So maybe we're afraid that they themselves did it. Like the person himself he ate it in, and then he himself made it black, he himself made it dirty. So therefore we're afraid still he could be Mazayif, he could add in some more conditions into the shtar the way he wants. Samara says, Ben Edim Ashroshanami, if so, between the Edim and the Ashroshan, where the Bezdin signs also. Nami, I mean, let's say, Bedina to Yusihu, to Chasimi. Then maybe the Bezdin signed when it was already blotted out. And therefore, maybe now we'll come to add in more things there. Samara says, no. Bedina to Yusale Chasimi. That Bezdin will not sign if it's blotted there. If the dirty spaces there, Bezdin will not sign. Hashbam says, "Mashani beidinat Yusein darkum lachtim, avalei demakol mitzuyin lachtim afilu amoritz fiyos demichtam at Yusei." Afraid of Edim, they don't know. Edim could be anybody. So Edim may sign on the blotted. So if even though it's blotted, still we have to be afraid. Maybe they'll add something in between the lines. Fred Yomar v'leches, still why are we afraid? Dil negay is leili loyi. May be cut off something from top. Omochek lay litiyuta, and he erased the spotted out things. Tokos of madaboyi umachtim sadi, and then he erased them signing on the labadim. So still we should be afraid. Hashbam says, Vidnechesh du magayis le mishtari oyein. Legamri, may be cut off the top star. And he erased what was blotted out. The cost of who, and he wrote down what he wanted. And he had Edim, false Edim, son on the Mechak. And on the bottom of that was a henpik of Bezdin. So still, why are we afraid that how could he use such a star like this? Maybe he erased the top and wrote another things? V'yomer Rav Shtar ha-bohu v'yedev ala mecha kosher. V'yav v'shtar that's written both the shtar and the yedem on the mecha on the erased part, it's like a kosher. See, we have to be afraid that he erased it. So why is it kosher? Shtar bohu v'yedev ala mecha is kosher. So what it says, it depends.
Honich, this is good. Honich, l'rav. Honich,